From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Trump has threatened tariffs of up to 25% on cars produced in the European Union. The White House says the move would protect national security by strengthening the U.S. economy. But car trade groups are concerned on a number of fronts. Marketplace's Renata Sego has the story.
When people call the Mercedes-Benz of South Orlando dealership looking for a good price on a new car, they get Ricardo Rivera.
I'm an internet sales coordinator here.
He expects that if President Trump's proposed tariffs kick in on the German brand, loyal customers who buy high-end will stay loyal. But entry-level car buyers?
They'll probably end up looking somewhere else where they can actually save a little bit of money.
Many might opt for used models. Used car sales grew to 10.6 million in the first quarter of this year. That's up 1.5% from last year. John Bazella heads the trade group Global Automakers.
Not only will new cars be perhaps less affordable for some, but higher demand for used cars will raise the price of used cars.
And lower profits for car makers could impact spending on research and development for electric vehicles, says Dave Sullivan, an analyst at the automotive consulting firm Auto Pacific.
That could really set us back in terms of being competitive.
Another concern, retaliation. We could see trade partners slapping tariffs on American exports. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.